I'm Corin Cates Carney. After Tuesday night's primary, moderate Republicans gained little ground in the battle to take Montana legislative seats away from the more conservative members of their party. State GOP Chairman Jeff Esmond says a Republican governor has the best chance to unite what he calls a diversity within the Republican Party. Montana's House and Senate are currently controlled by Republican majorities, but at times during the last legislative session, the party's agenda was split between conservatives and moderate Republicans willing to vote alongside Democrats on key issues. Esmond says the unity of the party going into the next session will hinge on who becomes the next governor.
You know, obviously, I think if you have a Republican in the governor's office, there'll be the desire to help support a conservative budget, a conservative batch of conservative policies that are good for the state of Montana.
After winning the Republican gubernatorial primary Tuesday night, Bozeman software entrepreneur Greg Gianforte became his party's official candidate to lead the state. Gianforte's primary opponent, Terry Nelson, won nearly a quarter of the vote without running much of a campaign to oppose Gianforte. In comparison, incumbent Steve Bullock defeated his primary opponent 91% to 8%. Esmond chalks up the unexpected competition in the primary to Gianforte's lack of name recognition with Republican voters.
Well, this is the first time that Mr. Gianforte's name has appeared on the election ballot in the state of Montana. And if you look at the numbers, more votes on the ballot yesterday than our incumbent governor. So as long as he does that in November, we'll have a new governor.
Gianforte won just over 500 more primary votes than Bullock. Total votes cast by Republicans on the gubernatorial primary outnumbered Democrats by more than 20,000. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.